Hello, Craig.
Hello, Joe.
And welcome to the Magic Life podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I've got some questions lined up for you, my man.
Okay.
Is that all right?
Sounds good.
Tell me firstly, before we crack into these questions, how long have you been with Magic Life now?
I believe, if I'm correct in thinking, it will be about a year now.
Uh-huh. Tell me a little bit about your early life. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Surrey. I grew up around a much quieter part of Surrey than some areas are. But then when Mum sadly passed away from cancer in 2015, I had no other choice other than moving to Reading.
Uh-huh.
You know.
How was Reading for you?
Reading was not too noisy, but there was too much going on in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there was too many activities for one person to choose from.
Yeah.
Making it very tiring at times.
Yeah. Interesting. So you came down here, how long ago? About a year?
I'd say that roughly, yes.
Yeah?
I think so.
And how have you settled in?
Pretty much okay, yeah.
Yeah?
I'm getting there.
You enjoying it?
Yeah.
Right, let's get into some questions for you,
okay.
Right? Let's have a look what I wrote down. Right. What activities or hobbies bring you the most joy and why?
Singing karaoke and watching videos that friends of mine I've had contact with in the past have put on YouTube. Watching EastEnders and Emmerdale, you know, because I find these things a great calming and coping mechanism. So when everybody else around this area, outside of the project and inside, is having a bad day, I can just go to the lounge, close the door, and have my own space and watch things that will calm me down, rather than focusing on all the triggers and all of what's going on around me.
So what sort of singing do you do?
I do karaoke mainly.
Yeah?
You know.
You got a song that you like to sing the most?
No, just whatever I find.
Yeah?
You know. Depends on the mood I'm in. Some days I won't want to sing karaoke at all. Some days I'll just want to watch karaoke-based videos.
Yeah.
You know. Other days I'll think, oh, I'm in a much more energetic kind of frame of mind. So at that point, I would then go and look at karaoke videos that I might be able to sing along to, if I can sing in tune.
I can see you're a very talented karaoke singer. You're like opera?
Yes, and I get a lot of those kind of qualities from my mum. You know,
oh, really?
She was a very big singer.
Yeah.
You know, there was never a day as a child that I don't remember expecting her to be there at dinner time only to find out that she'd gone to choir rehearsal or she was up in London performing or somewhere.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So she used to perform as well?
Yes.
Oh, right. What would she perform? Just in choirs?
She was
in
a choir called Epsom Chamber Choir, and they used to go to St Paul's Cathedral and perform and various other locations, which I can't call to mind right now.
Uh-huh. You must have been very proud.
Yes, I was.
Yeah. Did you ever do any performing?
I did many moons ago, but I don't believe the videos were ever put online for whatever reason.
Not everything goes online.
No,
did you enjoy it?
Yeah, it was a good way of combating my mental health. It was a good stress release. It was a good way of showing other people, you know, that there's much more to mental health than just kicking off or having a bad day.
Yeah.
There are ways that you can get through that situation.
Mm-hmm. Generally, how is your mental health?
It's a lot better now that I know that my social worker, current social worker, is currently looking for a new placement for me near the seaside, where there'll be less people and it'll be quieter. And so now I know this is in the pipeline. It's helping me vastly improve my mental health. And of course, one of the main staff that works with me, Joyce Afuri, she is a great asset to this company. By that I mean, when she becomes aware that things are going to escalate, she's the only member of staff that I've ever had the pleasure and privilege of working with on more than one occasion that can bring somebody like me down mm-hmm. when we're as high as we are.
Yeah.
You know.
How does she do that?
She just has to, I just have to hear her voice, or she just has to walk in the lounge, or whenever I can hear her, I just come straight down.
Yeah.
She's because like, even when people say, if you don't calm down or don't behave, we'll call Joyce in. Just those little sentiments bring me down straight away. And I've never had that experience of anybody else. And I'll say it again, she's a true asset to this company, because I wouldn't still be feeling as comfortable, half as comfortable, living here while my social worker finds me a new placement, had it not been for her ability to do that for me.
So what qualities do you think she brings?
She is highly medication trained. She is highly resourceful in when an induction of a new staff member has to be done. If she can see that member of staff is feeling a bit low or unsure what questions to ask when interviewed, she will pull that person to one side and have a quiet one-to-one. Or like for the mental health side of things, if she knows the minute she gets wind that anyone in this project is feeling mentally suicidal or whatever, she comes in, even on the days off, and talks us down. Mm. You know, she, and for that very reason, she really is, and I'll repeat it again, she really is a true asset, not just to my life, but to this company, because I wouldn't still feel comfortable living in my flat while I waited for a social worker to find me somewhere new to move to, if it had not been for Joyce's constant love, dedication, commitment, kind-heartedness towards me.
That's lovely.
She has treated me more like a member of her own blood-related family and made me feel more like a family member of hers and of companies and projects like this than my own family ever did.
How does that make you feel?
Very, very, a lot calmer. She warms my heart. She, you know, she makes me feel better about life in general. When I'm feeling like I can't go on, I just think, when I'm feeling suicidal, I think of, if I acted on that, how it would impact on Joyce, and I forget, and I'm back to normal in like a click of a finger. You know, and I've never had that feeling when working with anyone. You know, even when I work with Joyce on a one-to-one, I never, if I feel like I'm going to kick off, I never do. Because she means that much to me. And I wouldn't want to put her in a position where she ended up saying, that's it, can't work with Craig anymore. Too much of a problem. And for that very reason, as I said just now, I feel she's a true asset to this company. And this company wouldn't, and this project wouldn't be half as good as it is if it wasn't for people like her. And her family, particularly, should feel very proud to have a daughter like her as part of their family. Because I know if I was her mother or father, that's how I'd feel. She's turned my life around. She's the only member of staff I've ever worked with that's been able to turn my life around in more ways than I can ever describe.
How would you feel when you move away from here then?
I will feel very sad, but one thing that's always been at the forefront of my mind is that as long as Joyce lets me, I will call her, you know, every success that I ever make in my new placement, before I contact anybody else, I will make it a beeline to contact her and say, the success of my new placement has all been down to you and everything you've done for me at Magic Life before I got to this point. Any successes I make going forward will all be because of her.
Okay. Well, that's really nice to hear, Craig. I like that.
Yeah, thank you.
I like to hear that.
Thank you.
You ready for the next one?
Yep.
You ready?
Yep.
All right. Can you share with me a memorable moment when you felt truly passionate about something you were doing?
The four when I was offered the chance to cook my own dinner tonight with the help of the lovely Dennis and Marvin, you know, and I've always had a passion for cooking, but I've never had the energy or the willingness as much as I do when people like Dennis and Marvin are working with me, or Joyce working with me.
Why is that?
Yeah, I just don't connect with certain staff members, and I become very tired at certain points, and I therefore lack the motivation, and they give, people like Joyce and Dennis and Marvin give me the motivation to find the energy to do these things.
Nice. Ready for the next one?
Yep.
Right. How do you express your creativity, and what inspires you in your creative pursuits?
I don't think I'm very much a creative person. If I was a creative person, I'm more a vocally creative person than someone who likes to do colouring, or, you know, I'm quite a private person in that aspect. I don't like to let staff in to that side of me, because a lot of that is related to my mum. And when I start thinking of all the creative colouring things I used to do with her, every time I'm offered the chance to express my creativity, I become very emotional, because it reminds me of the one-to-one sessions I had over my childhood and into my adulthood with my mum.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't like to get involved in a lot of social situations, like going to other projects, you know, getting involved in one-to-one with certain staff.
Yeah.
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 Because it reminds me of things that I've now lost, mm-hmm. like mum passing away, for instance.
Yeah. It's difficult to handle.
It is. It is.
How do you handle that?
With great difficulty, but when Joyce and Patricia Gray, who's a member of Night Staff, in the night time are working with me, if I'm having a particularly bad day, I'll talk to them about how my day has gone, and they offer their advice. They say things like, oh, if we were you, we would do things this way, and then going forward I intend to use that advice so that I don't end up in a worse situation than I've been in the past.
Yeah. Do you like talking about what's upsetting you at the time?
It depends on the staff member. If it's someone that I feel confident won't go blabbing it around outside of this project and inside, then I will go to that person and open up. But if it's someone that I feel is going to use it against me, or, you know, try and make fun of my disability or me in general, as has happened in the past when I've opened up to people I thought I could trust. So I'm very aware of who I can trust and who I can't.
Mm-hmm. Ready for the next one?
Yeah.
We're flying through these, Craig. Right. What are some of your favourite things to learn about, and how do you enjoy exploring these interests?
I love to learn about the world around me. I love to go to the local parks. You know, I love to go shopping and try new foods. I love to go, you know, when it gets to the month of Christmas, that was always a big part of my family and growing up. So I like to go out and celebrate it as a way of remembering family members that are no longer here.
Yeah. What's your favourite season?
Christmas, without a doubt.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Mine's like sort of September through October. Sort of winter time.
Yeah.
Do you like fireworks?
Yes.
Yeah? I love fireworks.
Yeah. But they don't have as many free firework events now.
No.
They used to. And also the timing of the start point and the end point of these events can be quite tricky for staff, or for management members to find staff that are willing to stay out that late with me.
Yeah. Sure, we can make it work, though.
And on the subject of people that have impacted and improved my living quality here, there was an article published in one of the Magic Life magazines about a young lady called LK, as she was known in that magazine, from 95 Greyhound Road. And her story inspired me to want to live again. inspired me to want to look at getting into a relationship, mm-hmm. exploring parts of my life that I thought I'd never want to go near.
Really?
And her story really touched me, not least because of the cat side of it, where she had interaction with a random cat, and yeah. I've always loved cats and dogs. So there were several parts of her story that was published in an edition of the magazine that really touched me, and I hope long before or after I leave here, I'll be able to meet her and tell her in person, face to face, just how much of her story really touched my heart and really inspired me to live again.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's really nice. Yeah, does it really make you was. Emotional?
Yeah, it did. When I read it, the more I read it, you know, the more it reminds me of what I used to be willing and able to achieve, and now based on that story, what I can further achieve. And it makes me feel more confident about the future, and it makes me feel more, like I've got more energy to want to do things. So when I feel like I haven't got the energy, I just think of her and her fabulous story that was published in that magazine, and it gives me the energy. It gives me the energy to want to get up and live life to the full.
That's amazing. Thanks for that.
It's okay.
I like that. So this brings me on to a question which is, you sort of answered it. If you could imagine your ideal future,
yes,
what kind of activities or endeavours would you like to be involved in?
Well, as I've already mentioned, Joe, at the start of this, my social worker is currently looking for a seaside-based location for me, with less people living with me or around me, and a much quieter area. So going forward from here, I hope to be able to live life like the life I should have been able to make here, but for various reasons, which I don't feel comfortable talking about right now, I will hopefully be able to make that kind of lifestyle when I move to my new placement.
Mm-hmm.
So even though I couldn't, despite the best efforts here, despite the fact that I couldn't make that kind of lifestyle here, I know that when I live by the seaside, I'll be able to make the life for myself that I should have been able to make here, but despite the best efforts, I wasn't able to.
Mm-hmm. I suppose it's a lot of people's dream to live by the coast, isn't it, and by the sea?
Yeah.
Do you think the sea and being by the seaside is relaxing?
Yes.
What makes it relaxing?
Even if I can't see the seaside, just hearing the crashing of the waves, you know, that sound in general.
When was the last time you went to the seaside?
Oh, goodness, that's got to be at least 2010, 2011,
mm-hmm.
quite a while ago.
Have you ever thought about getting us to take you to the seaside?
Yeah, but because I may, or because I still don't have a moving date, so I don't want to get staff to write something in the diary only for me to find that I've already moved by the time of the scheduled seaside trip or whatever. And of course, we've got to think about the temperature and the weather and my health and the staff's willingness and health, because they're not going to want to go to the seaside with someone like me if it's going to rain or if it's going to be cold on a cold day.
What happens if you book it and you go and it's a bad day? What's the worst
thing
that happen?
Nothing will happen to me. But at the staff, you might find it hard for the staff to go.
Do you think that's for us to worry about? Or
yeah, you.
Should you worry about
no.
that? So don't worry about it. Let's just book it up.
Okay.
Yeah, we book a car up. We go to the coast.
Okay.
Have a little walk.
Okay.
Have some fish and chips.
Okay.
Yeah, come on.
If you can get that arranged, then that would be good.
All right, when do you want to go?
Whenever it can be arranged.
Next week, week after that. Done and dusted.
Okay.
You're very conscientious, aren't you?
Yes. And again, being very conscientious, I learned all of those types of skills from people like Joyce, and watching the way she does her job and her work, and how conscientious she is, And so I now, moving forward while I'm here, and when I move, I intend to be just as conscientious, if not more, than Joyce is in her work.
Mm.
Every success I've ever made can only be attributed to one person, and that is Joyce. Everything I've made, been able to make a success of, I've learnt from her. Every bit of coping strategy, every bit of life history, life enhancing, every life skill I've ever learned, I've learned it all from her. So when I move, I can use her advice and her life skills that she's taught me to cope better in the future, in future placements.
We're going to ask you another question, which pretty much I think I know what your answer might be, but I'll ask it anyway. Are there any specific goals you're working towards right now, and how do you plan to achieve them?
Not that I'm aware of right now, but I'm working heavily with a local psychiatrist on controlling my behaviour. I'm currently about to start an internet safety session so that in the future, either at Magic Life or in future placement, I'll be able to get back onto the internet
mm-hmm.
with staff support, social media with staff support, maybe get my own mobile phone, you know.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say going to the coast.
That as well.
That's what we've spoken about. I thought you wanted to go there.
Yeah, that as well. But I have to prioritise, you know. When you ask me a question that you just asked me, I have to answer it as honestly
you do.
As I can.
Yeah, you're doing really well.
Okay.
You're doing really well. Right, let's crack on to the next one, Craig. We're not all the way through, but we've got quite a few more. How do you stay motivated?
That's difficult at times. Again, living with people like Joyce, she gives me the motivation that I need to get up and live life to the full. She makes me want to live every day like it's my last. And the only reason that I'm able to stay as motivated and concentrating on certain tasks and not getting distracted or bored is through her sheer hard work.
Okay. Right. Can you describe a project or activity you're currently engaged in that excites you?
Like I said, cooking with people like Dennis and Marvin.
Yeah.
I always get excited. The very thought of doing that just makes me go all fuzzy inside, tingly inside, excitable inside.
What do you like to cook?
Hunter's chicken, spaghetti bolognese, fish cakes, you know.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Will you do it by yourself or with their help?
With support.
Yeah?
I could never do cooking on my own.
I think we have to have a cooking competition, see how you do.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll do it across the projects. I'm not going to say we're going to do it.
No.
But we'll see. We had a baking competition once, and I had to taste it.
Okay.
That wasn't that great.
Okay.
I'll be honest. Some of them were good, some of them were bad.
Okay.
But you got to taste them all.
Yeah.
Right. Next one. You're very interesting. What role do your interests and hobbies play in your overall well-being? So what things make you think that you feel better?
Thinking about that story that I told you about.
Really?
Of the girl, you know, whenever I'm feeling low, if Joyce isn't available to help make me feel better, I go and I look at that story and it further touches my heart and I just am back to normal.
Expand that for me. So you read that story and you...
The person who's in question in relation to that story, when I read it, it makes me know that we have a lot in common. She loved holding her baby cousin. She loves cats. She loves the countryside, nature, the world around her, and, you know, going out for long walks. And I'm very much the same person. When I was a child, you know, I used to hold my baby cousin, you know. So I can really relate to that particular service user more than any other service user I've ever met or had dealings with, both before and while I've been living a Magic Life.
Right. Is it because it gave you like a road map to where you want to be?
Exactly. And I've always said it, if I can be half the person that her and Joyce are, I'll know that my parents raised me and brought me up correctly.
That's nice. Very positive. I'm glad that the magazine has that impact.
It really does. When a person like me is suffering really badly from mental health issues, looking at the Magic Life magazine and seeing other people's experiences helps me to cope.
Mm. Well, that's why we do it, because we're quite a large organisation and we want to share people's stories. Yeah. You might not know someone who's living in, let's say, Peterborough or someone who's living in Bishop Stortford.
True.
And you want to hear their stories and their what they've been up to.
Exactly.
So we can share like-minded activity.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
I think we put a lot of effort into it.
But
mainly it's the effort.
And the effort you put in clearly shines through. And now I keep going back to it when I read her story. You know, because she sounded like quite a private person, and therefore it can't have been easy for her to A, want to share that part of her life and open up so much, but B, to have it published in a magazine must have been a real learning curve.
Yeah.
You know, so I commend her on that.
So would you like to see more stories like that?
Yes.
Sort of personal anecdotes of
exactly what, and that.
Ideas where they want to go.
Yeah.
Okay, do you want to add one yourself?
I can't think of one off the top of my head.
No, do you want to add a story about your life?
Yeah, I could do in the future.
Yeah?
If I get to that point.
Okay. Last question now.
Okay.
I might add some more for fun. How do you envisage using your strengths and interests to contribute positively to your community and the world around you?
As I've said, and I know I go back to it, Mum and Dad instilled in me as a child the following statement. When I was a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. But when I became a man, I gave up childish ways. And that's how I've always tried to live my life. When I was a child, I would have lived my life as a child. But now that I'm an adult, I'm trying, which is great difficult at times, to live my life as adults with or without disabilities do.
Mm.
Using that statement.
It's very good. Why did you want to do this podcast?
Because I wanted to inspire other people, like I've been inspired by this company and organisation, and I wanted to let them know. Using the words from a West End musical called Dear Evan Hansen, when you're broken on the ground, you will be found. And I wanted to make it clear that it's okay to cry, it's okay to show your emotions, it's okay to take all your frustrations out on staff or go to staff. They're not ogres, they're not monsters. They've probably been through with or without their family members outside of work what we are currently going through. So if I achieve one thing by this podcast and my talk at this podcast, it's to let everyone who's suffering mentally, physically, disability-wise, with comments regarding, based around the word ableist comments linked to disabilities, that it's okay to talk about how you're feeling, not just shut yourself away and keep it all bottled up and then wait till it's boiled over before you start to think like I did, oh, maybe I should have gone to staff sooner.
Craig, that's a great point to end on.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
And I hope you've enjoyed it. I've certainly enjoyed it.
Yes, so have I.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, I loved it.
Shall we do another one in
the
future?
Yeah, it was one of the most positive impacts of my life.
That's quite bold.
Yeah.
Let's see about the next one, eh?
Yeah.
All right, Craig. Thanks very much, mate.
Thank you very much, Joe. Thank you for your time.